Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 27th of October. Elm Park produced a stunning display to land the Group 1 Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster last Saturday to advertise his credentials for Classic Glory next year. He is now a leading fancy for the Investec Derby in June, although his trainer Andrew Balding has indicated he could go for the 2,000 guineas prior to Epsom. Given a supremely confident ride by Andrea Atzini, who won on Kingston Hill in last year's Racing Post Trophy, Elm Park has certainly thrown down the gauntlet for next year. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey and apprentice jockey Jack Garrity also made their mark at Doncaster on Saturday, with Fahey sending out four winners, three of them ridden by Garrity. Well, today, Monday, there's an eight-race programme at Redcar starting at 12:40. Alaskan Wing can take the nursery handicap for two-year-olds at 140. Craig Hall Lad can win for the third time at Redcar when he takes part in the handicap race over 1 mile and three quarters for three-year-olds at 3:10. Another Royal, ridden by Megan Carberry, could be the answer to the final race at 4:10, a sprint handicap for apprentice jockeys. Well, Catterick's season on the flat concludes tomorrow, Tuesday, with an eight-race programme which begins at 12:50. And Moulton trainer Richard Fahey, of course, recorded four winners at Doncaster on Saturday, can also be on the scoreboard at Catterick tomorrow, courtesy of the Inform Royal Connoisseur in the first division of the handicap race for sprinters at 150. While recent course and distance winner Camino, trained at Hambleton near Thirsk by Kevin Ryan, can follow up in the handicap race over 7 furlongs at 250. And Jolie Blonde can make it three wins in three outings this season by landing the second division of the handicap race for stayers over 2 miles at 3:50. The three-year-old is trained at Newmarket by Sir Mark Prescott. Well, jumpers return to action at Weatherby's two-day Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase meeting on Friday and Saturday. Racing on Friday begins at 1:10 and features a couple of listed races, while the action on Saturday starts at 12:55. And the seven-race card includes the Grade 2 Charlie Hall Chase and the Bet365 hurdle for stayers, along with a listed race for fillies and mares. Possible contenders for the Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase include the 2012 winner Silvio Narco Conti, last year's winner Harry Topper, the Irish-trained at first lieutenant, and one of last season's leading novice chasers, Takin de Soule. It should be quite a race day at Weatherby on Saturday. Enjoy your racing.